idea of reciting Kriya Shema every day is to be Mekabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. So when we finish the Shema, we say that everything we just recited is true. Emes, V'yatzev, V'nochen, V'kayim, V'yosher. And if you count it all together in Shulchan Aruch, they point out that there are 16 words. The 16 words correspond to the 15 psukim that we said in the first two parshiyos, with Baruch Shem, Kol Malchus Odiyon Avod, which is not a pasuk, that's the 16th sentence. So we say Emes, what we said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is true. The Yatziv, when we said Baruch Shem for Malchus, is true. The Nochem, when we said, Behaftos Hashem Elokech, we will fulfill it. And then about Tefillin, Shel Yad, Shel Rosh, Mezuzah, every line, we say we accept everything that we recited. We have such a similar line in the Piyutim, which in most shuls they don't say, the Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. The Piyut speaks about Hashem creating the world, and it goes on and on, and it has 39 verbs to say that God created the world. Az Reisa, V'Siparta, V'Hechanta, V'Chakarta, V'Taradata, V'Chalta, V'Chilisa. Why 39? Because there are 39 malachas on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Zecha L'Bria Shamayim V'Aretz, that we observe Shabbos to testify that we believe in the story of creation. So when Hashem created the world, He did 39 acts of creativity. That's why the 39 malachas. So that's why the one who composed the piyut has 39 verbs to say the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the 39 malachas. Have a nice day.